On July 25, 1965, Bob Dylan, in a black leather jacket, took to the stage at the Newport Folk Festival. He picked up a sleek electric guitar. Some 20,000 fans had gathered at Festival Field on the outskirts of Newport. They were expecting acoustic Dylan, blowing in the wind Dylan, but that's not what they got. Dylan and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band kicked off their Newport Folk Festival set with this rendition of Maggie's Farm. As the thunderous music came to an end, cheers in the audience were drowned out by cries of outrage. People were upset for a variety of reasons, including sound quality, the speaker system wasn't set up for the full electric band, and brevity. Dylan's set was just three songs and an encore. But for folk music purists, Dylan's move felt like a slap in the face. 2 years before, Dylan and folk music icons Joan Baez and Pete Seeger led festival goers in acoustic civil rights hymns and protest songs, says folk festival founder George Ween.
Dylan was such an idol at our folk festival. I always called him the crown prince, and Joni Baez was the crown princess.
Folk music devotees were already on the defensive. Just a year earlier, another performance encroached on their place in popular culture.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
The Beatles' 1964 performance on The Ed Sullivan Show solidified the place of rock in popular culture, but for some attendees at the Newport Folk Fest, that wasn't music with meaning, and they were afraid their hero, Bob Dylan, was going mainstream. But pop music historian Elijah Wald doesn't think so. Wald's just written a book about Dylan's electric show. He says Dylan made a conscious choice to move away from the style that brought him initial acclaim.
And I think it really was a key moment for him, and also a key moment for the recognition of rock as serious art music rather than dance music for teenagers.
As Dylan kicked down the door to a new era in popular music, he led the public away from another.
The fact is, it was the moment when Bob Dylan took a huge, huge proportion of the folk audience and essentially said to them, "Hey, you know, that music was great for the past, but this is your music."
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, through the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, "Beware, doll, you're bound to fall." You thought they were all.
While some booed the performance that night, many came to embrace Dylan's new sound. Vermont-based music producer Jim Rooney was in his mid-20s watching from the crowd that night in July.
That's why we have artists. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to shake us up. And I think he's done that his whole life. And so I was all for it myself.
Historian Wald says the 60s you might be thinking of, long hair, hippies, LSD, all took place after 1965. Newport Folk had grown up with the early civil rights movement when demonstrators marched on Washington wearing suits and ties. By 1965, all that was changing. Folk music was the sound of a utopian dream that no longer seemed within reach.
And that dream that marching arm in arm, everyone together, peacefully changing the world, was falling apart, and Bob Dylan, who had led us all arm in arm singing "We Shall Overcome" 2 years before, was backed by an electric band screaming, "How does it feel to be on your own?"
Today, there's little evidence of Dylan's iconic night. The field where the Newport Folk Festival was held in the 1960s is a housing development. The neighborhood is now home to a community college and public elementary school. Traffic whizzes by.
Well, we're on the intersection of Abercalfis and Hillside.
Alan Bernstein is a Newport native and a local musician. As we look north towards what used to be Festival Field, he remembers standstill knots of traffic wrapping up and down the streets. As thousands crowded into the city by the sea, residents could wake to find festival-goers fast asleep on their lawns.
There were also people that were sleeping on the cliff walk, sleeping on the beach, things you would never conceive of being allowed today, you know, but Newport was just a free, open zone back then.
He was 12 years old when he saw Dylan in that leather jacket playing a Fender Stratocaster.
I was, you know, very interested in the guitar. We had little bands going at school, and I never really thought about folk, jazz, rock, you know, it was just music, you know, and it was all kind of cool, you know. I loved Bob Dylan at the time.
After Dylan's performance, the folk festival slowly lost popularity. People were more interested in Woodstock than Newport. The festival moved away for several years, but it came back in the 1980s. Today, the Newport Folk Festival does a brisk business, selling out far in advance. Founder George Ween says the festival is enjoying a resurgence.
Things are cyclical. Nobody thought the old folk festival in the 60s could ever fall back. But when Dylan went electric, that changed the cycle. I don't know what's going to change the cycle of what we're doing now, but it'll last a few years. Something changes because time changes everything when it comes to music.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown.
Bob Dylan has only played the Newport Folk Festival once since that 1965 concert in 2002. Festival organizers say Dylan won't be returning this year, though he has an open invitation. Instead, surprise headliners will perform a tribute to that electric show. Other musicians are expected to play Dylan songs as their own form of tribute during the festival, riding out the latest cycle. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.
I'm writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win, for the time.